inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we celebrate a birthday. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Before we get to the birthday celebration, we might want to do something about our spuds, huh?
Well, we can, at this time of year, we could be assuming that they are at least flowering. That is an indication that new potatoes are forming underground. That's, of course, what we've all been waiting for, I would assume. Although I do have some of last year's potatoes still stored in my garage fridge. So we could carefully steal a few of them, just reach in to hopefully your loose soil and feel around there, down there, and hope you don't feel rocks, but rather feel some new potatoes that certainly go well with the peas and other fresh greens that we have from our garden.
Now, the flowers that may be appearing on some of these potato plants, should we clip them off? Are they going to steal energy from the potatoes themselves?
It's not something, they don't take that much energy. They don't, occasionally you may see fruits forming, looks like little green tomatoes. Certain varieties do that more than others. But normally there aren't that many of those that might take some energy away. And with the big, vigorous plants, certainly some of them are 2 to 3 feet tall at this point, big and green and lush. And our weather, you know, is not a bad thing for potatoes, since there are a lot of water in them. But still, we don't need to worry about that. Just enjoy the flowers. And if you're growing several different varieties of potatoes, there may be white and pink and purple flowers on the different ones that you might have.
Now, typically, we should probably be waiting a little bit longer before we do kind of a larger harvest of the potatoes, though, right?
Yes, and kind of like we were talking about, you know, how to know when to harvest garlic. Well, with potatoes, normally we would wait for the big harvest. We would wait till the potatoes die down in the fall, or if we get a frost, who knows when that will happen. You know, the frost will kill the potato vines back. Now, a friend of mine who sells potatoes at the markets, he has already cut off the stems and leaves of his potatoes and threw a tarp over them, to at least out of part of his patch, so that those potatoes will cure in the ground, the skins will toughen up, and then he will dig them and then start selling them through the, maybe you've heard of the new salt and soil marketplace, and then there's a couple of different farmers markets in town. But for us, we wouldn't usually wait. But again, if you want some potatoes to eat for a fresh meal and you have enough of them, you can go ahead and pull a plant. I'm going to be waiting at least another month before I start doing too much of that.
Okay, and we should probably stop with the hilling too, right?
Yeah, well, it's going to be more a matter of there's so much vegetation there, it's pretty difficult to get more soil in and around them. And like I say, if they are flowering now, that's probably another good reason to stop.
Okay, and what's this birthday celebration that you wanted to mention?
Okay, this is the 10th birthday of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, which is kind of hard to believe it's been that long. So Saturday, there are going to be events, activities out there from noon till 4 o'clock at the Arboretum at 27 Mile. So there will be, Merrill and the gang will be doing tours and talking about what's growing out there. There's going to be music, some kids' activities, there's even birthday cake, and the word garden is going to be dedicated, which is something new that people should check out. It's kind of a fun, new, different thing for kids to adults that you can play with out there. So get out to the Arboretum. It's probably going to be moist as as the weather has been, and see what's growing.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rain.